This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to James. You're next on 97.1. Hi, James.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Enjoy your show like always.
Thank you.
I'm in the camp of I do want to see Derek Scruble traded. You know, he's proven to me, with a track record now of 2 years in a row, of not being there in game five. He gave up the Grand Slam to Cleveland, and then he brought himself out of the game. You know, a Verlander, a Scherzer, or a Jack Morris would not do that. I want a picture that has art that says, give me the ball. 80% screwball is better than what we had in that bullpen. But he brought himself out of the game to show me he did not want the ball.
Yeah, he didn't bring himself out of the game. He and A.J. Hinch talked about how long they were going to go with him prior to the inning, and they made that decision together. It's a different
matter.
Era of baseball. I mean, I get it. We all love the era of baseball where guys would throw 125, 140 pitches, and, you know, Jack Morris's case was more than that, but it's not today's baseball. Even if you look at, and I know people want to say, well, look what the Dodgers did. Even Yamamoto, when he had his complete game, he threw like 103 pitches. So it's all about a pitch count at this point. It's no longer about innings. It's about the pitch count, and they get nervous when guys are throwing that much. And, you know, you can like it or not like it, but it's how it is.
So, but, again, he gave up the Grand Slam in Cleveland. That wasn't
okay. Yeah, count. And then he was money for them. I mean, he pitched really well in the playoffs this year.
Except the Game 5.
What do you mean, except Game 5?
He did pitch well in Game 5. Yeah, he did pitch well in Game 5. Look,
he just didn't pitch as long as you wanted.
As more time goes on, I have to admit it's bothering me more
pitches.
And more. Yeah, he was at 99, wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah.
But
The next pitch he'd thrown would have been over 100, which would be to start an inning.
Yeah, look, I trust A.J. Hinch. I do. I really do. And I think it's ultimately his call. I have to admit, the more time that goes by, it's bothering me. And it didn't bother me as much in the moment. It's bothering me more now. And I'm not quite sure why.
Well, I will admit, too, it bothers me as well because I don't like that it's like a hard and fast rule. The pitchers aren't going to do this. You know, they're not going to go past 110 pitches. Can't do that. And
yeah.
I'm like, well, why? How about why not? You know, and I understand.
There's ever a time.
You're right. I mean, you'd like to see that. And I would like to say it. I'm not yelling at the caller. That's the problem with baseball. Is like it is what it is these days. This is how the game is played now, and I don't necessarily like it either, but I think we have to accept that that is how it is until someone decides, you know what, no, analytics can show us otherwise, that guys are they can very well handle another inning of work or another 15 pitches or whatever it takes. What they don't want to do is let that pitcher see the lineup a fourth time through, for sure a fourth time through. And they don't even love it when they see him a third time through, because the analytics show you that it's going to get bad at some point.
Of course, if Scooble, the question is Scooble over 100 pitches going through a lineup again still better than what they'd bring out of the bullpen? And could he have gotten him another inning? Look, I'm not in Tarek Skubal's body. I don't know how his arm felt. His conversations with AJ. I'm just slightly bothered by it, and I was not bothered by it originally, and as I don't know why, Gator, and I got to wrap my head around why it's bothering me more and more.
I think that Max Scherzer is saying, I'm not coming out of the game.
Yeah,
you know, a few
Yamamoto.
Weeks ago. People, well, but Max Scherzer doing it, right? Everybody's like, oh, that's a former Tug. Look at him standing up. Max Scherzer had given up like three runs to that point and had only thrown like 70 pitches. It's not like Max Scherzer, he was in the eighth inning. It was in the fifth inning. He was begging to stay in the fifth. It's a different situation.
Yeah.
But he looks tough because he's talking back to the manager. And he's like, that's what I want. I want a guy who's going to fight for
it. Aesthetically, well, the aesthetics probably get overplayed. But Yamamoto, then what he did in the World Series, would Scooble have done the same thing in a Game 7? He might have.
Oh, I think in a Game 7 in the World Series, I think 100%, if Tarek Scooble had pitched Game 6, he'd pitch Game 7.
And yet, it's just like a Game 7 of World Series, Game 5 was do or die. It was do or die. And it didn't happen, and
I don't think teams treat it the same way as they do with
the World Series. I don't think they do, but I think in a do or die game, that's when you absolutely, even if the tank is empty.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I don't know. Well, I feel like this is unfair criticism, to be honest with you, but it just doesn't sit well.
Because you see it go both ways. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You're damned if you do if you take him out because, oh, look what just happened. You gave up a run, and you could have won that game if he was only in there for another inning. And you're damned if you don't. If you leave him in, there's Pedro Martinez.
If you get it wrong, yeah.
Right. And then the Pedro Martinez example is there, and everybody's like, forget it.
Update from Lions practice. Practice report, not practicing today.
Not practicing.
Joseph O'Connor and Sailors. Practicing in the window open to the media. Decker, Sewell, and Skipper. Working off to the side, DJ Reed.
All right, so there's some good news. Reed's not going to get activated, but it's good to see that he's back to practicing a little bit on the side, working. I think he worked on the side yesterday as well.
Yep.
That's good news. So you're hearing Decker and Sewell. Sewell's not going to be a problem. He basically said he's playing. Decker is interesting. And Skipper, those are your left tackles. So. Yep. Hopefully, one of those guys is definitely hopefully both healthy enough to play, but I imagine that with Decker, it's a little bit more delicate because it's multiple injuries, and you're really trying to manage him. And if Skipper's 100% ready to go, which he's never going to be 100%, but if he's ready to go, do you tell Taylor Decker to sit out a week?
I don't hate it, even though I it might cost him. I'm not worried. I mean, the weird thing is, and this is a fact,
yep.
Lions are currently in the last playoff spot. And I want to lose a game right now. I don't want to be residing outside the playoff field, even if we think it's only temporary. Who do they play next? They play Philly. Do you want to make sure you get the win against Washington before you go to Philly? Because if you don't play Decker, you'll lose this game. And then you're going to Philly?
Well, you assume you're playing Decker, and maybe it's a whole different thing. But
good God, Gator, we're staring down the barrel of 5-5.
Which I think a lot of people probably had them.
That's actually true. When they go
game by game in the whole schedule game. I feel confident this team is going to respond on Sunday and play a really good game.
I think so, too.
I think the coaching staff is pissed. I think the players are pissed. When we talked to Jared Goff on Tuesday, that was not a cheery Jared Goff, and it wasn't just because they lost. I think it's the way that they lost, and it's frustrating because they know that they're absolutely capable of playing better, and we've seen it. I think this team's going to win regardless who plays left tackle on Sunday.
It's Carson Anderson, 97-1, the ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox from an unnamed texter. Nothing to feel better about with the Lions. Just another win against another bad team. I presented earlier why you could feel better about the Lions. Two things. One is the team they're playing this Sunday is a team they should beat, even if the Lions are banged up. Two is going back and watching why I feel better about him. I went and watched a Minnesota game again, and I think two things happened in that game that aren't going to happen again. One is David Montgomery fumbling deep in his own territory, and the other is I don't think special teams are going to give up catastrophic mistakes, two of them in the same game. All three of those things conspired heavily against the Lions in that game. As far as the last outcome, the final outcome's concerned, those are things I don't think are repeatable, and that's why the person said in the text, nothing to feel better about. Okay. Stoney writes in, the Lions will lose their second game in a row. Look at the offensive stats. Near the worst in third down conversions. Near the bottom in yards per attempt. The OC needs to be fired when we lose this Sunday. I can look
at... Is it Mike Stone?
It's Stoney. I doubt it's Mike Stone. A stat. Here's another stat. They're third in the league in points scored. Is that a crisis? Do we need to fire? Like, sure, you found a couple metrics. Got it. We do this all the time. You find something in sports, you say, this is it. This is the thing that I'm not negotiable on. And apparently for this person, it's third down conversions and yards per attempt.
I mean, third down conversions.
Points.
Points. But a lot of those points were early. I understand that there is some frustration with it, and the Lions share the frustration on third down. It's not.
Those aren't great.
It's not good, and they need to be better there. But it's not a fireable offense at this point.
I wouldn't think.
I think it's kind of ridiculous there. It's a knee jerk reaction to a game you just saw that was less than enthusiastic for the offensive line.
Mike and Nova, I feel like it's not about winning. It's about how they're winning. They've won most of the games this year with the offense not playing up to expectations. The concern comes from people believing that this is just who they are this year and they don't have explosiveness that they did last year and that the Bears have it now.
Well, the Lions have not had as many explosive plays, I think, that they've had in the past. They've had some, and they're loud. You see them. You know, the Jahmyr Gibbs run and some passes to J-Mo have been big. They've got some big-time plays made by LaPorta as well. But by and large, I think those numbers are down year to year. This is not the same team as it had a year ago.
And
the big difference is Frank Ragnow. He's not here. And it's a work in progress with this offensive line. And they have to get healthy. They have to get smart. And they got to just play better.
I think the defense is better.
I think the defense is better, but the offensive line, that's the lifeblood of this team.
No, that's true.
It's not good.
Look, if you're expecting them to win with this year's team the way they won last year, it's going to be different.
And let me say this again. I just said it's not good. It's mediocre, I think, is what it is, and we're used to it being elite, and it's not. It's nowhere near elite right now.
John writes in, I think LaPorta is going to be the best player on the field again Sunday. I think he's the only proven hands we have this season.
Well, I think, again, how many passes do you expect to see Amon-Ra St. Brown drop the rest of the way? I feel like he's already hit his quota, and that's it. No more out of you.
Kind of, right?
Because it's completely out of character to see him drop passes, and we've seen a few drops in the last several games. I don't expect to see that from him. He's too good. He works too damn hard to have, you know, that creep up time and time again. So, for me, Amon-Ra is the guy I'm calling out. I think he's going to have a monster game on Sunday.
Marlon Waldlake says, gentlemen, what a joke. I can't believe the Lions didn't make some kind of trade to help the offensive line. There's no way they can make the playoffs with this current offensive line. I don't see it. I think Brad really dropped the ball, and they're easily going to miss the playoffs now. This is coming from a Lions fan since 1990.
So, easily not going to make the playoffs? I don't know if I would say that. I think that this is a tough division. I think the NFC West is a tough division. They've got 3 6-win teams there. But every team in the North is 500 or better. I think the Lions end up winning the division. They're going to make the playoffs. Again, is this a knee-jerk reaction that you think that there's no way they're going to make the playoffs? Are you sold on the other teams being that much better than the Lions that they're not going to make the playoffs?
A whole bunch of which didn't make trades, by the way.
Right, exactly. San Francisco didn't make a trade. Did Seattle make
Seattle did. San Francisco didn't. Green Bay
didn't. Rams didn't.
Who else in the NFC?
That's contending?
It's contending. Carolina's 5-4. They didn't. Did I mention San Francisco? San Francisco did. Yeah.
The only team that made a move was Philadelphia.
Seattle did.
Yeah, Seattle, I guess. Yep. So.
The source of all the angst from Lions fans is because the strength of our team has previously been the offensive line, and now that appears to be our biggest liability. That is a precipitous decline from just 1 year ago. Next one, with our current offensive line and Goff being immobile, we lose in the wild card round. Next one, Lions fans are the worst. These are the same people who blamed Stafford for 10 years. What are you watching? Next one, I think the 40% that has given up, that was our Twitter poll, was just outraged and angry after the loss. If we win 4 of the next 5 games like the Lions we know, their tune changes. Well, you know, I always like to look at bigger pictures. If you zoom out and look at the offensive line play, it wasn't a 1 week issue. It hasn't been up to the standard. But also zooming out, the defense is playing better. That might make up for it in terms of the results of the games. It might need to. We might need to ask Dan Campbell's asked people that need to step up. Like, he singled out people and said, this needs to be better. The coaching needs to be better. He doesn't sugarcoat things.
No. And I think when he speaks out in public like that, I think the team responds. So I expect them to respond.
Yep.
And interesting, with the offensive line, you know, I could see a path where in a year or two it could be back to being elite. But you've got so much inexperience there right now, and guys maybe playing out of position right now, that it's not going to look how it looks a year or two from this point. And look, Miles Frazier's back at practice. Apparently very emotional for him to get back to practice, which is cool. And that's a guy who can play both guard and tackle. But he's also he's a rookie and has yet to play. So you don't know what to expect. I don't expect much this year, but – next year and the year after that, hopefully that's a plus position to go with, you know, the trajectory of the career that you have from Ratledge and others.
Didn't some team just win a Super Bowl with two rookie guards or go to? I feel like two rookie guards. We've heard about this before. I have to do some research and see if I can figure out who that was. I can't. I swear we've seen that before, but. I mean, look, Frazier's been out for a long time. I'm not sure. For what a joke, guy. Is this a contest to see who can make the most negative comment? They will never win another game and be shot to the moon. Elon Musk will move his and be sold to Elon Musk, who will move the team to the moon. Yeah, that's worse than anybody's what they've come up with yet. Let's go to Rico Beard, who's back in our studios. What's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
Yeah, what are you guys doing today?
It's the Michigan Association of Broadcasters, their job fair. So we're down here. A little community service supporting.
Did you hire anybody?
We did not. We did not hire anybody.
We did talk to your colleague at LTU.
Yep.
Kevin.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Good guy. Great guy. Kenny hit the drop, by the way. Wasn't me.
Okay. Yeah, that was weird.
I was like, who played that? Oh, okay. That went live over the air. So,
what do you guys got planned coming up next?
We're going to talk a little bit about the Tigers free agency. Plus, we're going to rank. The Athletic did something where they ranked the Big Ten football coaching jobs. We're going to re-rank them our way. And then we're going to get into this Tom Brady clone dog thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Have a great show. Everybody out there, stay safe and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.